When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Shiverman of Sorrel River, Utah's frozen desert enigma. Welcome, listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to the stark, sun-baked landscapes of Utah, a place of ancient red rock and vast open skies. It's a land that whispers of geological time, where erosion sculpts monuments, and the silence can feel as immense as the horizon. But in 2001, this seemingly immutable terrain became the stage for a death so confounding, so utterly against nature's laws, that it gave terrifying credence to a local legend. Our story unfolds in the summer of 2001, near the Sorrel River in the arid expanses of eastern Utah. The heat that year was relentless, a suffocating blanket that shimmered off the red earth, pushing temperatures well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, day after day. It was the kind of heat that baked the ground, cracked the riverbeds, and made survival a testament to resilience. Into this furnace ventured a lone hiker, a man named Jeremy Cross. Cross was a tourist, drawn by the stark beauty of the desert, perhaps seeking solace or adventure in its unforgiving embrace. He was an experienced outdoorsman, not prone to reckless abandon. He had mapped his route, packed appropriate supplies, and understood the perils of the desert environment. Or so he believed. The alarm was raised when Cross failed to return from his planned 3-day trek. His rental car remained at the trailhead, a silent sentinel baking in the sun. Search and rescue teams were quickly mobilized, their concern amplified by the extreme temperatures. They knew that in such conditions, every hour was critical. What they discovered, days later, sent a chill through the most seasoned veterans, a chill that defied the sweltering heat. Jeremy Cross's body was found in a shallow wash, far from any significant water source. But it wasn't the typical scene of heatstroke or dehydration that they expected. Instead, the sight that greeted them was grotesquely impossible. Jeremy Cross was flash frozen, not merely cold, but locked in a block of ice, his skin brittle, his features preserved in a rictus of profound terror. This was in the middle of the Utah desert, under a blistering midday sun, miles from any refrigeration unit or even a consistent shade. The ambient temperature was hovering around 105 degrees Fahrenheit. The very air around him seemed to mock the impossible frost that encased his corpse. Further baffling the investigators was his attire. Cross was wearing only swim trunks. No hiking gear, no backpack, no water bottles, no trace of the equipment he was known to carry. It was as if he had stripped down for a swim, perhaps even a dip in a river that wasn't there, before being engulfed by an impossible sub-zero phenomenon. The incongruity was startling, a visual paradox that screamed of an unnatural death. Local law enforcement and forensic teams were immediately called in. They were faced with an anomaly that defied scientific explanation. How could a body become flash frozen in such extreme heat? There were no cryogenics experiments, no known natural phenomena that could replicate such an event. The surrounding ground was dry and hot. There was no residual cold, no ice crystals anywhere else, just the perfectly preserved, frozen body of Jeremy Cross. The autopsy further deepened the mystery. The medical examiner confirmed the cause of death as hypothermia, but the circumstances were beyond anything in their experience. Cross's internal organs showed signs consistent with rapid, extreme freezing. There was no evidence of foul play in the conventional sense, no struggle marks, no external injuries, other than those inflicted by the rapid expansion of ice within his tissues. It was as if the very warmth had been violently sucked from his body, leaving behind only a frozen shell. The investigation stalled. Lacking any plausible explanation, the case was eventually labeled death by extreme hypothermia, circumstances unknown. It was a clinical term that failed to convey the unsettling truth of what had occurred in the searing Utah desert. The police, thoroughly baffled, had no answers, no leads, no way to explain the impossible. But the locals, particularly the long-time residents of the towns skirting the desert, had their own theories. They spoke in hushed tones of an old tale, a whisper passed down through generations, of a desert entity known only as the Shiver Man. The legend of the Shiver Man was not a grand narrative, but a collection of fearful anecdotes and cautionary whispers. It spoke of a spectral presence, a creature of cold in a land of heat that roamed the desolate canyons and washes. It was said that the Shiver Man was a wanderer, a collector of warmth, and more unsettlingly, of memories. According to the folklore, the Shiver Man was not malicious in the human sense, but simply a fundamental force, a being of profound cold. It would approach a lone traveler, not with a roar or a physical attack, but with an insidious chill that seeped into the bones. It would drain the warmth from a person, leaving them shivering uncontrollably, even in the hottest sun. The stories warned that, as the cold intensified, a peculiar kind of delusion would set in. The victim, desperate for warmth, would begin to shed their clothes, mistakenly believing the heat of the desert was overwhelming them, when in fact, the opposite was true. They would feel an irrational compulsion to seek water, to plunge into an imagined lake, even if no such body of water existed for miles. And then came the most disturbing part of the legend. The Shiver Man didn't just take your warmth, it wore your last memory. The entity was said to absorb the final, most vivid thought or image of its victim, incorporating it into its own unknowable existence. This was why victims were often found in odd, incongruous situations, reflecting some final, desperate, or perhaps blissful delusion. For Jeremy Cross, found in swim trunks far from water, it was theorized that his last conscious memory, his final desperate wish, was to escape the unbearable chill in an imagined cool embrace of a river. The old-timers would tell of hikers who, though never found frozen, had returned from the desert deeply changed, shivering uncontrollably even in warmth, their memories fragmented, their minds hazy, as if a vital spark had been extinguished. They had encountered the Shiver Man, and though they survived, they carried its chilling mark. Was Jeremy Cross an unfortunate victim of a highly unusual, undocumented natural phenomenon? Or did his death provide horrifying proof of the Shiver Man's ancient, chilling existence? The official report offered no comfort. But for the local residents, the image of Jeremy Cross, flash frozen in swim trunks under the scorching Utah sun, was a terrifying confirmation of a folklore that had always felt too real to dismiss. The desolate badlands of Utah hold many secrets, carved into their red rock over millennia. Some are geological, some historical, but others, like the impossible death of Jeremy Cross, hint at something far older, far more unsettling, a chilling whisper from the dark that stalks the very warmth of life.